Okay, so I'm gonna try this accent challenge thing, which I imagine could be quite entertaining considering I am awful at accents. So I've had a look at the one that's online and I've mixed up the order of a lot of those words. I've also taken a few out and added quite a lot of other ones that I know are pronounced quite differently, like across the UK or in Ireland. Not to say I know how I can do it, but I know that they are pronounced differently, so I'm going to give it a go. I think what might be quite interesting to begin with is to say that I'm actually from the northwest of England, though my accent doesn't sound like that at all. I currently live in the south, which is why I have a tendency to sort of sponge other people's accents and absorb what's around me. So whenever I go back home, I definitely sound more northern, or if I'm talking to somebody else from the north, I definitely sound more northern. Likewise, if I'm talking to somebody with like a really strong Irish accent, I'll pick up bits of it, which can be quite embarrassing because I have to occasionally tell people that I promise I'm not trying to take the mick, or you know, make fun of them or anything, and I can't help it, and I often don't even notice. So I guess one of the things to say is that my accent currently is generally pretty southern, but I still have the short, quite flat A's from the northwest. So like, I say grass and I don't know, latte and afternoon rather than glass or latte or afternoon, even though most of my U's now are southern rather than southern. Like, I will tend to say a cup of coffee rather than a cup of coffee, things like that. But I think some of those will be in this little accent-y challenge thing. So some of the words I think I might just be able to go, maybe Americans pronounce it this way. And there are others where I might be able to say, well, in England, there's these 7 different ways. But I guess we'll see. So I'm going to go through some of these and maybe kind of, I'm just going to talk around like how I think they might be different as well. So the first one is schedule or schedule. I can't think of any other ways of saying that. Then we've got fire, which I'm pretty sure is like how I would normally pronounce it, which is kind of 2 syllables, like fire. And there's also like, I guess, see, I'm already laughing at myself because I don't know how horrific this is going to sound. I guess there's more like the kind of southern, like US accents, right? Be more like fire, like put out that fire. this is awful. Oh dear, why did I say I'd do this? And then there's crayon. I mean, crayon. Crayon. I guess the only other thing would be like the US would be more likely to emphasize the O, maybe. So it'd be more like crayon. Whereas I'd say crayon, I guess. Maybe. And then there's 8, as in ATE, not the number. Where quite often in Britain, although less so now, I think, people would kind of, particularly in the north, people would pronounce it as et, as in like, I ate some pizza for my dinner, rather than I ate some pizza. But I'm pretty sure that that's sort of disappearing now. Also with 8, there's obviously lots of different ways across the British Isles where that kind of sound is made. So like, received pronunciation or Southern English is, as I've sort of said, like 8. But there's also like, if you go to kind of the northwest around Liverpool, it'd be like 8. So there's much more breathy, like 8. And then kind of Northern Ireland, I think, would be more like it. Like the T isn't quite as sharp. It'd be like it. I'm sure there are other ways of doing that word. Oh yeah, also like, I guess there's Yorkshire, Lancashire way they'd say like it. Like, I ate a pie. Oh my god, this is awful. I ate a pie. Because yeah, the T wouldn't be pronounced everywhere like it. And actually where I grew up, we probably would have said eight instead of eight. Like, I ate it. Because, you know, we didn't really pronounce T's. Then we've got again, or again. Trying to think of how. I'm pretty sure in Scotland they would pronounce that differently. I'm just trying to run through Glaswegian or Edinburgh accent in my head as to how that might sound. And I'm completely at a loss. But again, with the Northern Irish, that'd be more like again. Like, you went there again. Maybe. I'm not very good at doing the Southern Irish accent, which I know tends to be more sort of seen as attractive or whatever. Although I think they would actually probably say it kind of similarly to that, but like again, maybe not quite so separate, but then you've also again got the kind of Liverpool where it'd be like again. Or like I keep making that sound really nasal. It doesn't have to be like again. Like the G would be a bit softer. And then you've got like probably, which I think will probably be that was unintentional, I'm sorry. So you could have probably, and like, so again in Liverpool that'd be like probably. They'd say it like this, like probably, you'd probably do that. You wouldn't really say probably. Don't think I've ever heard anyone in Liverpool say probably. That's the only accent I can vaguely say I can do, by the way, which is why I did a whole sentence. I think Ireland, they might emphasise the O a bit more, so it'd be like probably. No, that's not Irish, is it? I don't know what that is. Oh, that'd be more Scottish. Probably. It's probably Scottish. Oh, goodness. Oh, I hope nobody with Scottish or Irish accents hear this. It's awful. I don't think that would be different with American English. Roof. Roof. Roof? Maybe Welsh? Do they say Welsh? Do they say roof in Wales? They say tooth instead of tooth. So maybe they say roof instead of roof. And then we've got garage, which I know is often pronounced garage. I think that's particularly in the States, that's garage. Car garage, whereas we'd say garage. Naturally? No, that sounds ridiculous. Nobody says that. Naturally. I can't think of any other way of saying that. Unless it's the syllables at the end, so it'd be like naturally. Or naturally. Interesting. And we've got bacon. So, bacon in the UK, there'd be a few different ways of pronouncing it. So you'd have, like, the usual kind of received pronunciation of bacon. And then maybe, like, a more Yorkshire-y area would be, like, bacon. Like, I want a bacon sandwich. and then, I guess, maybe more, like, even further northeast, like, Newcastle, it'd be, like, bacon. Because their C's kind of catch quite often. Bacon. I'll have a bacon butty. My goodness. Butty. Bacon. A bacon sarnie. And actually, come to think of it, I feel like Northern Irish would be closer as well. Bacon. Bacon. Maybe. Maybe it wouldn't at all. Bacon. So then, yeah, in Liverpool you'd have the sort of softer C, it'd be like bacon. And then we've got water, which is, see, sort of like in England it tends to just be water or water, or like, hang on. So the way, different ways, and I can't quite tell you where they're all from, but the different ways I can imagine water being pronounced are... water, Water. Water? No, I've already said that one. The water fountain. Water. I don't know. I can't think of any other ways of saying water. I hope this is nice to just have me jabbering on in the background, by the way. I'm finding it quite entertaining. So then we've got theatre. Which I would guess would be like theatre. Maybe? That doesn't sound right. Going to the theatre. The movie theatre? Maybe. I also know that my dad would pronounce it theatre. I'm not sure where in the UK that comes from, whether that's Welsh or, because he's southern, it could be like Welsh or southern. Theatre. Sounds a bit posh. Theatre. I'm going to the theatre, darling. Would you like to come with me? Let's go to the theatre this evening. Let's go and watch some fancy play that neither of us know how to pronounce and put on our top hats and... I don't know. I don't know why I put Caribbean in here. I think just because I have only recently actually noticed that there's only one R in Caribbean. And because the British pronounce it as Caribbean rather than Caribbean. And according to, you know, laws of, I say laws, like generally speaking, rules of English language and pronunciation, obviously, as we know, there are so many exceptions, but we tend to put the emphasis on the vowel before a double consonant. And I had always thought that Caribbean was double R and double B, so Caribbean and Caribbean would technically both be correct, or either would be correct. But I have somehow got to, you know, a tender age of 31 and only now learned, really, or at least it's only really occurred to me, that it's only got one R, which means actually Caribbean is not following the pronunciation rules that we have so set. So Caribbean is certainly more correct from that kind of a linguistic point of view anyway. I can't think of any other way of pronouncing it either. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say it either than other than Caribbean or Caribbean. Taste, which I guess could be, let me think. So yeah, Southern English would be taste. And then you could have, again, that more kind of Yorkshire flatter A, like taste. Like, I don't like the taste of it. I don't want it. I don't want the taste of it in my mouth. I don't know what that is. That's awful, isn't it? I think that was kind of supposed to be somewhere in Lancashire. Taste of it. Oh, mouth. Let's do that one as well. So let's stay on taste for a second. Then we've got kind of similar with eight, I suppose. In the north, very northeast, you'd have more like taste. Actually, no, I don't think you would. I think that would just be Northern Ireland. It'd be like taste. Taste. Well, I think Republic of Ireland would be like taste. Taste. Maybe. Oh, I don't know. So let's go to mouth. So yeah, mouth. Or mouth. Which I think would be more kind of Northern Irish-ish. Mouth. How would that be in Southern Irish? Southern Irish? Republic of Irish? I'm trying to go through a sentence in my head that would have the word mouth in it. Which I can't hear that word in an Irish accent, so I have no idea, so I'm not going to try. So then what have I got next? Cup. So yeah, that's going to be, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm just going to cough. In fact, I'm going to pause this a second whilst I do. Oh, wow, goodness, this is 15 minutes and I'm only halfway through the list. Well, goodness me. Let's keep going anyway. So then we've got cup, which I think is more of a northern and southern thing. So, like I said kind of before, you'd say like a cup of coffee in the south or like a cup of coffee in the north. Any of those kind of U's. So like mug, like a mug of tea. Pick me down the mug off the shelf. And then sure, which I guess would be like sure, and like sure. That's quite a few ways of saying that, actually. So we've got like sure, and like sure, and like sure, and sure, like sure thing. Oh my goodness, my US ones are terrible, aren't they? This is awkward. Oh, I've put water in twice, that's entertaining. And then I've got data, which I guess is the same as like water and bacon and eight, really, isn't it? No, I suppose not, because you'd have data, like data, data, data. Much like data, don't they? Database, database, database. Wash, interesting. Wash, I guess. I'm gonna wash it. I'm gonna wash my hair. And we've got right. And that's got quite a few different ways of pronouncing it, actually, I think. It tends to be mostly just vowels, doesn't it, I think? Vowels and T's. So, we've got right and right, which is my way of doing it in a Republic of Ireland accent. Like, right. Right now. I'm gonna try and... this is terrible. Try and do an Irish accent right now. Oh my god, that's terrible. That's absolutely awful. I don't think I'm going to try and do that again. There's the northwest, like, Liverpoolian, like, right. Right. And then I suppose there's also, again, a kind of Yorkshire right, like, turn right at the lights, because the eyes kind of dragged out a bit more. I feel like, also, there's a lot of difference in there, the different US accents, but I'm so much less familiar with them. Right. Like, right. Like, do it right now. Oh, that was awful. I'm gonna leave right where it is. Oh my goodness, 18 minutes. I hope you wanted a long one. Ruin, I guess. That's just like ruin or like ruin. Yeah, I think in Ireland they tend to say like ruin. Like, you'll ruin it. What else have we got? Let's scroll down. We don't want to be here all day. We've got mobile, or mobile, or mobile, 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 mobile. Would anybody say that? I'm a mobile, I'm a mobile, maybe. Door, door. Door. There must be other ways of saying door. Door. I guess there's like the more American US R, like door. It's much more rounded. Like, gonna walk through the door. That sounded more Irish, didn't it? Gonna walk through the door. Oh, I don't know. There was a knock on the door and I didn't know who it was. Oh my god. Oh my, see, awful. Awful, awful. Advertisement/advertisement/advert, because we tend to just say advert over here. Court, cart, court, court. See, I just can't do Irish at all. I keep trying and it just sounds terrible. Cart. I said I caught a thing. I caught a carp. I don't know. Not. I guess that would just be the same as cup, really, where you could say not. When I was at school, we were near, some of the people from our school were from the Midlands, where they would say things like book quite differently, like they would say book. So we always used to say, do you, would you read a cookery book on the bus? Although actually, if you include a southern English accent into that, it could be different as well. Let's do that a few different ways. So, excuse me. I guess I would say, you know, now I would say, would you read a cookery book on the bus? But when I grew up, I would have said, do you read a cookery book on the bus? But there's also kind of the more Midlands, more Stoke-on-Trent sort of area where they'd say, would you read a cookery book on the bus? Because they say book instead of book. And cookin', like cookery shows, cookin', like book on the bus, which I always found kind of peculiar, but it's not really peculiar, it's just different accents, isn't it? How would they say that in Liverpool? Cookery book on the bus? Cookery book on the bus? Don't know. Cookery book? Maybe. Maybe they'd say ooh as well. Cookery book? I've heard both, I think. Cookery book now just doesn't sound like a real phrase anymore. Cookery book. Sounds peculiar. Herb, which I'm pretty sure in the US you don't pronounce the H. Is that right? You say herb. Very herby bread. We'd say herb. Cute. Why have I put that in? Cute. How does that sound different? Cute, I guess. Or like, it's very cute. I suppose with an Irish T, it's more like cute. A bit more like cute. Think you're very cute there. Terrible. Gosh, any of my friends from Ireland would want to shoot me right now. Cute, cute. Can't really think of any others like that. Aunt, aunt. Aunt. Definitely heard some people pronounce it more like aunt. Like aunt. And then it's like lawyer or like liar, I guess. Liar. Lawyer. Can't really think of any others. And then I suppose, in terms of pronunciation, I'm just thinking of ways that I know if I've been talking to somebody from like where I grew up, how my voice changes and what sort of words. I remember I picked up the phone at work recently and I said good afternoon and I almost threw up in my mouth. Definitely afternoon, not afternoon. I said to one of my friends once when we were in Lush, you know, the soap shop, we were looking at the bath bombs, and because I pronounce it bath, and she was like, oh, should we have a look at the bath bombs? And I was like, excuse me, you'll find that there's no R in the word bath. And she said, no, but there is an arsehole, which is what you're being. And I thought that that was the best comeback ever. Yeah, I suppose it's like glass or glass. Craft? 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 I can't really think of many others. I mean, again, I suppose with the Liverpudlian consonants, you could say like chicken or like chicken, because they'd pronounce it more like chicken than chicken. Yeah, I can't really think of anything else. Not specific. Oh yeah, located. That's a word that's pronounced differently. Like we'd say located, whereas I know in some US areas it'd be located rather than located. You'd say like locate. I couldn't locate it. Whereas we'd say, like, I couldn't locate it. This is using my brain now, trying to think of other words. Although, actually, this has been how long now? 25 minutes. Good grief. Okay. Well, in that case, I might just leave it where it is. Because you're probably sick of me chatting on in your ear now by this point. And I wouldn't blame you at all. Or I wouldn't blame you at all. If we're playing that way. I almost now feel like I don't know how I actually say words. By myself. Anymore. Yeah, it's like today. I didn't try and bring in any Australian pronunciations in there. I feel like I had enough going on as it was. Okay, well, I'm gonna leave it there. I hope that was mildly entertaining, not too cringeworthy, and potentially interesting. I don't know.